fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. God bless you. I hope you're doing well today. I want to end the series over the last 2 weeks. I've been talking about really just one chapter from the second letter of St. Peter. It's just so beautiful and so powerful. Friends, I encourage you to take up this reading. If you haven't had a chance to, or maybe you never have even, listen, you never read the second letter of St. Peter, it's very short. Just take up this first chapter, which is just a few paragraphs long. And if you want, you could go to our website at renewalministries.net. My reflection on this section of the Bible is there on the programs really all last week and leading up to today. They're archived there. You can listen to them on your computer or download them, put them on your iPod or iPad. And I think you'll be blessed by it. I think the Holy Spirit helped us over the last week or two here to just lay hold of this beautiful vision and teaching of St. Peter. And I want to end the section here in the first chapter today. I ended yesterday's program on verse 16 through verse 17. I'll just summarize that. I'll read that for you so you can catch them. We'll build on that the rest of today. It says, "For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty." So Peter's declaring, after calling them to the truth about what are God's promises to us and the ultimate promise, we will become partakers of the divine nature. We're called to share in God's life. He's elected us to follow him, and that he's calling us now to live a different way of life, to live a life of virtue, to live a life led by the power of the Holy Spirit and the fruits of the Holy Spirit in us. So he's saying, this is all true, and I've established you in Christ's teaching on this through the gospel. And then he said, okay, now, he reminded them of that. And he said, now, remember this. I'm not talking to you about some cleverly devised myth. I'm not talking to you about some religious fantasy so that you can feel better about yourself or you can escape the difficulties of life and you can kind of project God into the sky somewhere and make believe that he exists so that you feel good. He said, I'm telling you where this comes from. We made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ because we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Peter's talking about something he knows for certain. It's not just kind of an internal inspiration he got. He knew the Lord. He saw the signs and wonders. Jesus raised people from the dead. He talked to dead people and they listened to him. He had command over life and death. He brought healing, whatever. All the things that are there, all the signs and wonders. And then he died. Peter said, I was there. I denied him. I denied ever knowing him. I saw him suffer and bleed and die. I saw his body ripped open. I saw it all. And I saw him die. He rose from the dead. I saw his resurrected body. I talked with him. I touched him. I ate with him. I'm talking to you about a reality the world has never seen. And what's revealed in Jesus is there's existence beyond death. This is not all there is. All this world is a reflection of what is, and God is. This is God's creation. God is so much greater. God plus his creation is not greater than God himself. God is God. And God is love. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God is creative love. God is purpose and power and glory and beauty. And I saw it, Peter is saying, in Jesus. We all did. Hundreds of people saw him. And then Peter talks about that God the Father showed his honor and love for his son Jesus on the mountain of transfiguration when Peter said, God the Father spoke. We heard the voice of God the Father as Jesus was really radiant with light and beauty. And he said, this is my beloved Son and with whom I am well pleased. You know, you're meant to hear those words. You're my beloved daughter in whom I am well pleased. You're my beloved Son with whom I'm well pleased. Jesus is so passionate and so committed to getting you in the place the Father can speak those words someday over you. But we can't do it on our own, friends. Our own designs will not get us there. Only the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, only surrendering to Him, coming into a relationship with Him, repenting of our sins, being baptized, entering into His church, being fed by Him in His sacraments, in His word, in His life, in His mission, that's home for you. And that's home for me. And when we're living in it, He transforms us, and then He bears fruit in us. So when we die, that fruit bearing that Christ did in us, what our life's going to show is, did we love Him or not? Did we trust Him or not? Did we really surrender to Him or not? What did we do with this time on earth that we're given? Did we live the life we're called to live, to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength? Is that what we're doing? Or have we carved out a life apart from God? Have we said yes to the stupid ideas of the world and genuflecting to the world like the enemy wants us to do? Friend, day's going to come, and that should put holy fear in us, really. The day is going to come when all the truth about your life, my life, is going to be revealed. And the truth of what's in my heart, did I want God? Did I have this feeling, did I really pursue God? Did I put Him first in my life? Or did I demand to be king, to be the center of my life? Did I live an egocentric, pleasure-centered, or kingdom-building life on my own kingdom, of my own kingdom? It's a big deal. It's what it's all about. It's the whole show. The apostles understood that Jesus Christ is Lord. They saw, touched, experienced His majesty. And they bent their knee. And they bowed down to Him. And they obeyed Him. They showed their love for Him by obeying Him to the point of death, just like He showed His love to the Father, by obeying the Father to the point of dying, of giving their own life. They didn't say, they knew what God called them to. He sent them to preach and proclaim, to obey the Spirit, to be filled and baptized with the Spirit, to preach the gospel, to work signs and wonders, to call people to repentance and to change their lives while they still could. They didn't come to a point, friends, where they said, gee, you know, this is getting hard. People don't like us. If I say that, wow, people are going to think I'm a kook, or they might even get mad at me. So I better just kind of shut it down, you know? Just shut it down. I'm not going to say anything. I don't want to make people uncomfortable. The apostles never, they maybe had those feelings, but they knew in the depths of their heart where the truth was, where life was, and what real love meant. They say, how could I hold back what I know about eternal life and about salvation and the meaning of human existence? How can I possibly hold that back and not tell people about Jesus? What selfish, fearful, self-centered kind of behavior would that be? I'm not loving them just to give them what they want or what I think they want, or make a therapeutic judgment about God's word, whether it's good for people or not, or too hard for people. It's insane. It's stupid. It's nuts. It's the fear of men. It's self-love. It's slavery. We all have to fight that. We have to give it to Jesus and let Him crucify it and come into the freedom that the apostles lived in. So free, they could die an excruciating, painful death in joy, forgiving and loving those who killed them. They knew where they were going. They knew what they were experiencing was just temporary. And they knew that this world held nothing for them because it's all passing away. The gold is Christ, the pearl of great price. Peter goes on. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. We heard this voice born from heaven, for we were with Him on the holy mountain. And we have the prophetic word made sure. This is the prophetic word. Jesus Christ is Lord. It's a revelation of reality itself. It's God speaking to us about His beloved Son. Peter 6, chapter 10, he said, you know, Jesus told us to preach that He's the one appointed to be the judge and the living and the dead, that all are called now to repent and to believe in Him. That's the prophetic truth about Jesus Christ. It's God's revelation to us. He said, this was made sure. We saw it. We not only heard it, we saw it. He said, you will do well to pay attention to this as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. You see the wisdom and the teaching of Peter? Friends, you will do well to pay attention to this. You know, like when you're in a dark room, and someone lights a candle, you just end up staring at the candle as the light shines in the darkness. That quiet flicker, the candlelight, it's interesting, the candle wick, the light is intense. It's burning fire, it's intense, but it's still so quiet and peaceful. It's really interesting. Peter's saying, pay attention to this word about Jesus. Pay attention to Jesus's diagnosis of reality, his evaluation, his calculation of where happiness and fulfillment is found. We have this prophetic word made sure. Has that prophetic word taken root in your heart? You can say, I don't know. Well, one of the ways we know is that, does my life reflect it? What in my life shows that I have internalized this teaching of St. Peter and the apostles and the teaching of Jesus that he's Lord, that he made me, that I belong to him, that the purpose for my existence is to be found in loving him first. And loving him first means doing his will. Right? He taught us the prayer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That's what I want, Lord. Bring your kingdom and bring your will. Is that first in your life? If it is, it'll show up in how you use your time, how you use your talents, and how you use your treasure. Don't fool yourself. It's not enough just to show up to church on occasion. Jesus doesn't want you just to show up to church on occasion. He wants your life. He wants you to lay down your life at his feet. He wants you to give him what belongs to him. He made you. You belong to him. Stop pretending you don't. Stop pretending your life is your own. It's not. But that's good. That is so good. You didn't make yourself. You can't design. I mean, if you didn't make yourself, you can't design the purpose of your life. You're making it up. Only the designer knows why you're here. So he calls you to him, calls you back to him. He's saying, trust me, I love you. I made you. I know exactly who you are. I know exactly how you were made to glorify the Father. I know what your purpose is. I'm going to help you. I'm for you. I'm in your corner. I'm on your side. But man, the flesh in us wants to see him as an enemy, wants to resist him. You're going to ruin my life. You're going to ruin my fun. You're going to make it all difficult, and I'm going to have to die, and I don't want to die. And Peter is saying, pay attention. Focus on this word like a lamp burning in the night. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you and lead you from darkness to light. Let him bring you to freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Come out of the darkness, stop believing the lie, and surrender your heart to me and watch what I do in you. Let's live the adventure till I bring you home and you reign with me in glory forever. Amen, brother. That's it, friends. Let's embrace it and help each other get there. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.